Welcome to the most listened to golf in the world, the Fairways of Life show, on air, online, and around the world. With the most candid interviews, unforgettable stories, taking you beyond the ropes. Here's your host, New York Times best-selling author and Golf Channel's Matt Adams.
As we welcome you into the Fairways of Life show, Matt Adams here with you. Dom and Andrew are behind the glass. We've got Donna, we've got Eric, we've got Chris all on site here helping us set up all this as they have all week. On this Friday, this is, of course, our final broadcast of this week. This will also be our final broadcast of live programming for 2023, because from this point, we take advantage of the festive period and the holiday season and really looking forward to just chilling out for the weeks that are in store. Now, to our national television broadcast in most of our affiliate markets, it will continue through the end of the year as Dom provides them with what we call best of programs. These are programs, to use industry speak, that are basically evergreen so that they can air at any time. It's like our Cal Ripken interview. Programs, these are just an example of some of those that will carry through the holiday period. And as you guys know, we hope that you have an absolutely wonderful holiday period. We're certainly excited that, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner for those of you that are with us in the United States. Christmas is right around the corner for all of us to enjoy, and we truly, truly hope that you do, and we thank you for making what we do possible. Now, Rory McIlroy addressed the media yesterday. He was actually speaking with Tim Barter. This is courtesy of Sky Sports, because when he said that he was going to quit the PGA Tour policy board, massive speculation grew up, because we knew that they had a board meeting just a few days ago. And was this in protest to something that was happening? Was this because Rory didn't want to have PIF involved? Was this because Rory has modified his views on that, as we've got the impression of at some points in times? The only thing we knew for certain was that Rory McIlroy was, in fact, leaving the board. What, in fact, did that mean, and why did he do it? Here's what he told Tim.
Yeah, I just think, I've got a lot going on in my life between my golf game, my family, my growing investment portfolio, my, you know, involvement in TGL, and, like, I just felt like something had to give. I just didn't feel like I could commit the time and the energy into doing that. You know, I don't mind being busy, but, you know, I just like being busy doing my own stuff. So something had to give. And, you know, there's guys that are on that board that are spending a lot more time and a lot more energy on it than I am. And you know, it's in good hands. And I felt like it was the right time to step off.
Do you think when you hear that from Rory McIlroy that it truly is a philosophy that he needs to concentrate on him? And whether he's talking about his family, whether he's talking about his game, whether he's talking about his business empire that is growing, TGL and otherwise, or is there something more here? And the reason why I ask that question is, at every step along the way, seemingly for the last, 18 months minimum, maybe more, probably more like 24 months in fairness. We were initially told something only to find out that something was in fact something else, had more depth to it, had twists and turns to it that we didn't expect, etc. And along the way, what we were told initially, we were told because there was an agenda involved in telling us that. Now, what I'm saying here isn't particularly unique. It isn't necessarily have something behind lurking behind the scenes that's wrong. It just is what it is. And what I mean by all of this is that, and frankly, it's not just in our world of golf, just our world of golf has been infected by it over the last couple of years. It happens all the time. And I've asked this question a lot over the last few days and the last couple of weeks, where I've said to all of you, if someone says, of prominence or organization or a league, if you please, if they said to us that no, this is, whether it's spoken or whether it was because of subterfuge, where they said no, this is not something that we want the court of public opinion involved in, this is something that we need to work out because it's very complicated and we're going to do it basically on our own, or does every situation get better when it is fully exposed, and therefore people weigh in on it accordingly, whether it's the constituency that's directly impacted or, as I just mentioned, defined by the court of public opinion. So in this case with Rory McIlroy, I am still wondering what fully is behind the timing of the decision that he made. Now, it's the end of the year, changes in latitude, changes in attitude, I get it. Maybe he was always planning on doing this and saying, I'll give it a full go through 2023. But I'm forced to wonder, does any of it have anything to do with the pushback that Rory gets from those who, whether they're tour players or fans at large, that don't like his views or his opinions or his particular style of leadership? Is it just because the burdens and the time involved are too much? And I can understand that if it is. So I'm just curious what you guys think about what we're hearing and whether it is something that appears to be straightforward, above board, right on the table, Rory McIlroy going, look, I've given my time, I've given my effort, I'm comfortable with the hands that it's in right now, and I want to focus on what I need to do. Golf is a singular pursuit with the team that you have before you, and being a leader amongst your playing group, players, tour players in this case, PGA Tour players in this case, I can see that as being a burden that takes a lot of time. But is that it? And generally we tend to find out as the months unfold. Maybe it will be at Augusta or maybe somewhere else a little bit further down the road. Maybe it'll be another interview with the Irish Independent, because when Rory seems to talk to Paul in that forum, maybe because of where it initially goes back home, but there's no media entity anywhere today that is so insular that when you speak to him, it stays in that one particular market. But nonetheless, the interviews that Paul does with him for the Irish Independent seem to elicit from Rory some really deep responses and some telling responses, not the least of which was the depiction that he gave us of his opinion of Patrick Cantlay, which was at the very least colorful just a short time ago. Now, in keeping with this theme of, I'll say golf impacting life, but it's really life impacting life, Anna Nordqvist has come back for the CME. She shoots 4 under, or 7 under, I beg your pardon, to stand in fourth place. But what she has gone through recently is so profound and so much a reflection of sometimes life happens, good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes life just happens. And here she is coming back and demonstrating her profound talent. Here is Anna addressing the media, talking about what's going on in her life.
Without trying to cry, but I've been honest with everyone, I'm not doing very well. It's been a lot of ups and downs, just trying to fight. Last Sunday, I made a decision to go to Tampa. I could hit 3 golf balls without being totally out of breath. So it's been a fight, but I wanted to come here, do it for myself, show that I'm a fighter. But at the end of the day, I'm only human, and I'm going to take an extended time off after this. And I haven't seen my family in the last couple of weeks because I've been back in the U.S., but 3 more days, and I get to see my dog again and, you know, try to rebuild. I feel like golf, I mean, this year has really put a lot of things in perspective, and golf has never been the most important. I've always fought a lot for my family and, you know, building a family and, you know, doing the best I can. And I think tough times definitely put golf in perspective. I'm fortunate to be out here. I earned my spot this week. It was nice to come back last week because everyone on tour has been just so supportive and so loving, and you know, results really doesn't really matter. You know, when your health is not there, and you know, every day seems to be a fight. But I've gone through some really tough things lately, but I've also had a lot of people there supporting me, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna have to do something, because I'm bored how much a fight left I have in me.
I want to make sure I understood this. You said you hit, you could only hit three golf balls without being out of breath. Is that just the being overwhelmed?
Yeah, just being exhausted. I mean, mentally and physically. I saw my coach. He was lucky that he was in Arizona on the Saturday before I left Sunday for Tampa, and we were really like trying to have a lesson. And I was hitting three balls, and I was out of breath. 2 days earlier, I tried to like hit some, and my head was spinning so much. I was thinking I was fainting a couple of times at practice, so I had to cut practice short. So the fact that I made it through four rounds last week, was very proud of myself, and it just felt like a victory teeing it up. Well, I think my family and my friends, you know, coming off 18, I'm seeing Susanne Pedersen and Christian, and they're two of my best friends. It's been nice to have Gilly back. We worked really well for a couple of years. I haven't really had a caddy all year, so it's been nice to have a lot of support around me. I'm staying with this really lovely housing family that I've been known for a couple of years now. I just surrounded by a lot of love, and Leona invited me to dinner on Monday. It's just small things that, you know, makes you feel like it creates some kind of normalcy in a very abnormal situation right now. I think I'm a very down to earth person, and I think, you know, you got to be honest, and you know, it might not, you know, be sharing a lot of details and stuff, but I think, you know, I struggle with mental health on and off. I struggle with, you know, physically not being able to, you know, practice as much as I want. So I feel like everyone's having different battles, and you know, we all do our best and try to move on, but at the end of the day, we're just normal people. And I mean, this year, as tough as I try to stay, I mean, I'm just human, and it's been a lot of tears, I will tell you that. Yeah, so Susanne and her husband Christian, I mean, they're two of my best friends, and I missed them out here on tour. It's been hard ever since she retired, because I always looked up to her, and I found a lot of inspiration and a lot of fire through her. But they've been so supportive. I mean, I was really proud to be playing assistant at Solon Cup. Just seeing all her hard work, and you just get to see her around. So her coming out on 18 today meant a lot, and it's just nice because, you know, everyone's, you know, she struggled too for a couple of years, but, you know, seeing where she's at now, being a mom, having two kids, and being a good role model, I mean, she's someone I look up to, and I'm very fortunate of that friendship.
Sometimes I believe it is simple perseverance that is, in and of itself, inspiring. Sending love to Anna and wishing her the very, very best. Now, here at the RSM Classic, it is a compelling first-round leaderboard. It is being led by Cameron Young, and after he finished up his round, he reflected on what went well.
I feel like I didn't strike it great in the middle, but just managed kind of that part of the round well. I made a couple of really nice, relatively simple up and downs, but made them mostly stress-free. And I think just kept it together pretty well. The one on nine to finish the day was nice. It was getting pretty dark, and it's just a very flat light. It's hard to read the green, so to make a nice like 7 or 8 footer there was a good way to finish. I've had some time off. I was kind of ready to get back to work. And you know, this is a nice place to bring my family. So they're all here with me. And, you can only be at home, I think, so long. And it was nice to just see, you know, what work I've done at home and kind of bring it to a tournament and see how it goes. And then I've gotten some more time off to kind of either go figure some more stuff out or kind of keep going the same direction. I've just kind of worked on some simple swing stuff. I haven't played a ton. It's been a lot of range work and just simple putting drills. It's nothing new really or different, just some time at home to do it, which you don't get that often. We got the worst of it on four, the par five. It's already like 625 or something. And I hit about as good a drive as I can, and about the best 3-iron I could have to still have like 125 yards in, which doesn't happen all that often. So that hole's probably about 750 probably. But yeah, it's hard. I mean, when it's off and on, it's tricky just because you kind of, you know, you go take your rain jacket off and you're so focused on keeping everything dry, and then all of a sudden it stops. You pull all your stuff, away. And it's just, you just have to be patient with it. I mean, there's nothing you can do and everybody's got to play in it. So, yeah, it can be a little annoying at times, but I don't really mind it.
As you saw from the leaderboard that Andrew put up there, to have young Cole and Thompson all tied atop the leaderboard, and consider that Thompson is the son of the tournament director, it is kind of mind-blowing, and it speaks to, at times, golf can be very, very magical. We'll see if he's able to hold on. Can you imagine that story if it plays itself out? It was very much the same thing, of course, at the Honda Classic when Eric Cole was battling against Chris Kirk down the stretch. He is tied for the lead. Let's get his thoughts and reflection upon round one of the RSM Classic.
Yeah, no, it was a good day. Scored well and kind of stayed somewhat patient in those tough... Broke it. Yeah, no, stayed relatively patient with a lot going on, so it was good. Yeah, no, I mean, any tournament I come to, I try and, you know, be prepared and play as well as I can. But, you know, I got my fiance and her parents here and my mom here, so just try and have a good week and, you know, we'll see where the weekend goes. Yeah, I just kind of keep a eye on it here and there. I had some people text me that I was in the top 50 in the world, so looked it up. And, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, there's a lot of downtime in golf, so in between rounds, take a peek at it. Yeah, maybe a little bit. It's I try and keep it super simple, so the less I'm thinking about my golf swing, the better. So if something is wrong, then I try and get it ironed out as much as possible when a tournament comes around.
Eric Cole, very much in contention after round one here at the RSM Classic. Round two is due to get underway in just a little while because they had to clear up some players that had holes to finish from yesterday, and round two is scheduled to kick off at the top of the hour. Now, Ludvig Åberg is only one shot off the lead. He has some familiarity about these grounds, and he spoke to that advantage.
Not necessarily, but it's just the comfort of kind of knowing what the pins are going to be like, kind of knowing, obviously, what the holes looks like. So especially a week like this where we played two golf courses, I think if I didn't, if I weren't have played here before, it would have been a little bit trickier. But I'm glad I had that experience, and you know, I think coming back to a tournament is always easier. You know, I got to experience that a few times in college, and you know, I'm looking forward to doing that here as well. Mm-hmm. It was a long day. First of all, it kind of got kind of nasty at times with the rain and the wind. But I felt like, you know, patience wise, I did a really good job. It's easy to let the outside distractions kind of bother you, but I feel like I did that pretty well. And then obviously the rain delay for a couple of hours was kind of like long and boring, but did a good job of keeping myself in the now and then be ready whenever the restart came again. You know, I think I'm a different player. I think I'm more experienced. I know more about my own game, and I know my tendencies a lot better. You know, I would still, you know, I would still be able to hit the shots 2 years ago that I do now, but I just do it more consistently now. And you know, I'm better to, if something's a little bit off, I can come back to it a little bit easier. But I think it all comes with experience, and I'm sure, you know, if you talk to me in 2 years time, I think I'll probably say similar things. You know, I think my main priority is America and the PGA Tour, and it's been that way ever since I turned pro, and I feel like that's what I want to do. And, you know, I wanted to come over here. I wanted to improve my status and try to play tournaments and, you know, try to get into the big events for next year. So that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I think it's been really nice to come over here and play. Honestly, no. You know, there's a few things and, you know, I've been so focused on playing golf and I've been so up in the moment and just focusing on the next tournament, next practice session, that I haven't really focused on that things. You know, obviously this being the last tournament, I think on Monday of next week we might sit down and talk and, you know, evaluate certain things. But at the moment, I'm just focused on playing here.
Is it unfair to say that he is an absolute superstar in the making? Is that too much pressure to put on him? We shall see. All right, the Fairways of Life show will continue right after this. When we come back, we are going to define the power of love. Fairways of Life show is presented by the PGA Tour Superstore, the number one golf retailer in America from coast to coast. You can find their 60 big, beautiful stores, massive though they may well be, and stuffed with everything you could possibly want in your stocking for your golf game or that of those that you love. Yeah, it's a great place to do your holiday shopping. Log on to PGATourSuperstore.com to get started there. Shop with the pros at your happy place.
Relax. Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in. Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery. And visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Fill your heart with Ireland at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
The Gen 6 iron is a culmination of everything that we have learned as a team. The absolute best golf club I've ever hit. It's something special. Say hello to the new PXG Gen 6 iron. The longest, most accurate irons we've ever made. They go higher and farther than any iron that I have hit to date. And they're so easy to hit. Super excited for the consumer to try these. They're going to love them.
PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Baseball? Nah. Football? Done it. I think I'm gonna go after the PGA Tour.
Bo, you're gonna need the right equipment company.
I think I got that.
You know, Tour Edge backs all their clubs with a lifetime warranty.
I know.
They ship all their premium custom clubs in 48 hours.
I know.
All their premium clubs are hand-built in the USA.
I know.
You know, Tour Edge has won 35 times out here.
Guys, I know.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
You can go out there on your own and just hit balls and it'll fix your golf game.
Transition on plane.
The Wiz. Sold exclusively at thewizgolf.com.
Welcome back to the RSM Classic. That drone shot we're showing you of the lodge and the surrounds, which are absolutely gorgeous, was obviously taken a few days ago. We're still having some weather rolling through, light rain right now. The players are on the golf course. They're wrapping up round number one. There you can see how it has the intent of pulling out to sea. We're expecting that to happen very soon. Round two is a little bit later now, 9:15 a.m., the official start of round two. Creighton Koski and Joanne Evans are joining us right now, Powers of Love leaders for RSM. Good to see you guys. What is the Power of Love that you're working on?
Yeah, so the Power of Love is RSM's annual stewardship event. So we raise funds across all of our offices for charities that align with the RSM US Foundation and the Davis Love Foundation's mission. So we're raising funds for youth across the world. So really exciting.
And that excitement about what you guys have done, Joanne, has manifested itself in, once again, record sums raised for charity. Do you want to share with the world what you guys were able to accomplish?
Sure. For this year's campaign, we were able to raise over $4.7 million.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good. Especially this time of year when we're going into the holidays, how much does that fill your heart with love, literally, because you know you're touching lives?
Honestly, it's thrilling. And knowing the impact on all the community members around us, making sure that they have a brighter holiday season, a brighter year ahead, it feels great.
Same way, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's she amazing. Said it perfectly.
It is truly incredible. So what offices are you guys in?
Nebraska.
Both?
She's from Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the Boston
yep,
office. And you're in Nebraska. Oh,
yep.
So when you're in the office and you're putting this together, how do you shake them down so you make sure you get everybody involved?
That's a great question. Honestly, I'm very grateful for all of my colleagues, peers at the office. I've been working at the local level for a while now, and I feel like I have those people I can rely on and always bring a friend along.
I'm suspect of you. Say park the car.
Park the car.
You don't have any. What are you not from Boston?
I guess not.
Where are you from?
Boston.
You grew up in the city.
I did.
Well, you must have gone to some very good training because I was expecting more park the car. Yeah, there you go. I knew you had it in you. What about in Nebraska, and how do you take what you're doing at a local level and make it a national platform?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to be able to put our heads together, right? I mean, obviously, we have offices of all different sizes. We have small, medium, large, and Boston being one of our largest offices. So really have to, you know, brainstorm and figure out how do we get people involved at all those different levels. And so that's one really cool thing about being at the national level is being able to expand that not just from our local office, but across the whole country.
You know, I say it often when I'm here that I think what we see, you've got a major corporation. They align themselves with the game of golf and align themselves with the PGA Tour. We have an athletic event, sporting event that's huge that's going on all around it. But yet, I think what happens here this week is we get exposed to what I call a corporate soul, right? It's about not only cold, hard numbers. It's about what you can do for other people. And you guys are now feeling it on the front lines. I have a feeling that this is an imprint on one's life that will stay with you forever.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible here, the firm's value of stewardship and how all of our people come together. It's a testament to our culture. It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you when you talk about the culture of RSM? Does it ever surprise you to get the level of support that you get?
No, honestly, it doesn't. I mean, our firm is great. Our leadership, you know, leads by example. You know, we had almost 97% of our partners get involved, either through fundraising or volunteering. Yeah. So, you know, really just leading by example, and, you know, it kind of feeds, you know, our employees feed off of that. Right. So, it's just fantastic being able to be a part of that.
Now, because we're talking about the world of sport here, once you've had a winning team, there's a lot of speculation in the media and otherwise about transition and who's going to continue to lead. Will you guys continue to lead? Will you take up this mantle again, or is there someone else already in the wings?
Fair question. Yep. So I'm grateful that this is a 2-year role.
Ah,
and
here we go.
I will be able to stay here again and serve next year. Yeah. And Creighton will help me choose the new leader for next year.
What does this mean?
Yeah, so I will be rolling off my national position this year, unfortunately. Very sad to be rolling off, but hoping to stay involved. Will be staying involved at my local level. And like Joanne said, I'll be involved in the selection process again for next year and hoping to see, you know, what Joanne and the new leader will be able to, you know, reach for next year and beyond.
I'm sure that there's a huge pool of very, very talented and passionate people to step in. There's no doubt. What do you do day to day?
I'm on our tax side, so I'm a tax manager in Nebraska.
Very good. And what do you do?
I'm a technology consultant, so I help companies select and assess different software.
Red Sox or Yankees?
Red Sox.
I'm still suspect. Where in Boston did you grow up?
A bit outside of the city.
Here we go. Come on. How far outside of the city? Like Schenectady?
45 minutes. Foxborough, Massachusetts.
With a
B, not Gillette. Like Foxborough.
Foxborough.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I got a little accent in there. When they did that. Well, thank you very much for what you guys did. I know we're days away from Thanksgiving, and I have to imagine that this Thanksgiving for you two in particular is going to be one of really full of gratitude and appreciation.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's truly a life-changing experience and getting to impact all the children's lives across, you know, not even the country now, all across the world. It's truly, you know, something to be grateful for, and so grateful to all of our employees and our partners and everyone else that's getting involved. So, yeah. will be a great, great holiday season for sure.
Great job with what you did. Thank you for the couple years you put into it.
Thank you.
You're just getting started. What are you going to do next year?
Oh, I'm looking to rally the troops. We're going to bring it all. Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much for what you guys have accomplished.
Okay, guys, we're going to be back with more. The Fairways of Life show, which is presented in part by DeWiz. Log on to DeWizGolf.com, and you can see this incredible wearable device that measures your golf swing in real time and real space. It is based on neuroscience. And with the data that you're going to get back, yes, it is very much a swing monitor, but it can become a very powerful swing modifier with the information and the knowledge that you will have. Play the game like you never have before with DeWiz Golf. Okay.
Yes, hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to BoyneGolf.com.
This is DeWiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
DeWiz really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
You can go out there on your own and just hit balls and it'll fix your golf game.
Transition on plane.
DeWiz. Sold exclusively at DeWizGolf.com.
Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
What if we started a company and the company was under no time constraints, no financial constraints? The one constraint is their clubs had to be exceptional performers and much better than any other alternative. I was told time and again, it'll never work. It worked like a house of fire. And I'll tell you what, I think our customers love it. BXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Zero Friction introduces the Wheel Pro Push Cart Golf Bag with its revolutionary 3-in-1 design, supportive legs that spring into action, a comfort grip handle with three locking positions, accessories for the modern golfer enhanced by 7 pockets for more storage, and removable all-terrain wheels which slide right into place. The new Zero Friction Wheel Pro Golf Bag checks every box for every golfer. Push, carry, or cart, the decision is yours thanks to Zero Friction. Head to ZeroFriction.com today.
Welcome back. That's Dom's doppelganger. Yeah. That was taken, what, yesterday?
That was yesterday. Yeah.
That was Dom with his yellow shirt, and he said, I know you guys are making fun of my yellow shirt. Dom, we weren't really making fun of your yellow shirt that you would wear that much.
I like my yellow shirt.
But you don't have it on today. You've got
I don't. I'm not matching Andy, but Andrew, can you put me in the middle there? How do I look?
Oh, yeah. That's bad. Zoom in on my head.
Zoom in on my head.
I'm going to take my glasses off
for Andy here.
He's saying to our director, Andrew, to zoom in on Dom's head. That is pretty good.
I have my glasses, my little father.
Well, I took my glasses off for you, Andy.
That is perfect. Andy Bossman is the CMO of RSN. He's also the author of our Andy Cams. When did we start that? Do you remember during COVID?
We did, during COVID, because it was the one year you couldn't be here.
The tour wouldn't let anybody on site.
So you were out there happened to be here, so I was your roving reporter. For some crazy reason, it stuck.
No, it should stick. I was telling Andy the other day, and I think I mentioned on the air yesterday, this week marks a distinctive time for us in the annals and history of Fairways of Life, because we've never had a Dancy Banana on the show before. And thanks to his creativity, we had it. So you're kind of like the Picasso of this whole thing. You've got all this stuff that you and your staff are trying to bring together, maybe the guy that's running the circus, but you did it. I mean, here we are now. We're at a point where the athletic competition, the tournament proper, is on its way. That will take care of itself. Come rain or shine, that will take care of itself. But there's so much that you guys had to do to get here, and you worked so hard to make it all happen. What do you think as you sit here now on Friday morning, knowing we got through all the big high points?
Yeah, it's just awesome. And obviously you met my partner in crime earlier this week, and Mr. Gorman. So it's a circus with two conductors. But the team is just incredible when you think about Heather and the whole team behind us. What we were talking about yesterday is we all start, and we start with the Davis Love Foundation on what we stand for and why this event is important and what we're looking to accomplish. Excuse me. When you got the same North Star, then you know everything is going to come together to the right end.
And in your case, this is really interesting because this event is at the same time both the last and the first in a whole variety of different areas. And I think philosophically, you were resolute. This position is the right position for you. It's the right position for RSM. And now, as we go into this year and the future, this event has taken on a whole different meaning. I was talking to a very, very senior member of the tournament staff yesterday that was explaining to me that there's a very different buzz around this event now. It's not simply, you know, an early start to the season for a bunch of guys. This thing is carrying a lot of weight.
It is, and I kind of sense the same thing as you talk to the guys. A little bit more serious. It's not like, hey, I've got 12 months in front of me. How am I going to build? You know, you got guys whose cards are on the line this weekend.
Yeah,
you've got guys who are trying to get into that fall top 50, which has a huge impact on the event's first part of the year. And then on top of it, you look at the Cam Youngs and the Ludwigs and the others that are out here, because winning a fall event still comes with, excuse me, a lot of perks. And those are significant in terms of the two-year exemption and playing in the Masters and some of the big events first of the year. So we really couldn't be happier with how it's all come together, what the fields look like. I think the level of competition is going to be pretty weak.
Yeah, and part of that is what you're seeing right here, not only in the leaderboard that you can see on your television screen, folks, but when we're talking about those that are trying to become the next 10 to get into signature events and those that are fighting on that mark, it's like there can be leaderboards within leaderboards within leaderboards. We're looking at the top of the table. We're looking at the bottom of the table in all of these storylines that have a dramatic impact, good, bad, or indifferent, on players and their livelihood.
No, absolutely. And I love looking at that leaderboard. Davis Thompson up there. And
can you believe that?
How awesome is that?
It is very, very awesome indeed. Creighton and Joanne were just on with us talking about the power of love. Is Joanne really from Boston?
She is. I don't know where that accent came from, but yeah, she's from Boston.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of people questioning that right now. But in all seriousness, when we were talking to them about using an event like this, and I think it's important that people realize that this event is not all of it. It's just the culmination of the efforts that go forth every single day over the span of a year. And believe me, they're already starting for 2024. With that, but it's just incredible to me, Andy, that you guys have a philosophy as a business, you have a philosophy as people, that you can use this forum, you can use this vehicle to literally change lives.
No, that's absolutely right. And as I said to our clients last night, you can look at the 41 million, and that is impressive. What's more impressive is it's more than 450 organizations across the U.S. and Canada. And then when you start looking at the individual stories of impact, whether it's the story of Parker, the young kid a couple of years ago who lost a leg in an accident, who was able to get a prosthetic because of a donation from a player through Birdies for Love. When you look at the young lady here in the Golden Isles last year who were able to support getting golf clubs so that she can continue to work on getting a college scholarship as she's playing in high school now. Gigi's House, we ran that feature last week. South Dakota organization that works with kids with Down syndrome that burned down, but because of the donation, they were able to rebuild and continue to serve a small community in South Dakota. And when you look at all the individual impacts, and that's really what we're passionate about, it's not each of us can make a difference. It's $10 here, $25 here, $100 there. When you bring it all together, and that's what, you know, what Joanne and Creighton have done is amazing.
Yeah.
The team, they get energized, and all the different local charities that these groups are supporting, and the little bits here and there, and when it comes together, and again, the stories and the differences it makes, and that's, to me, the big thing is we can all make a difference if we just lean in a little bit.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's been the story, leaning in by RSM and everyone associated with it. In fact, we have this great video that was sent to us by RSM that kind of encapsulates all of that, which I'm going to show you in just a moment, particularly as it relates to Camila Villegas, his wife Maria, and their daughter Mia, and the way that that has impacted too. I said it to the ladies that were here with me just a few moments ago, Andy, and I wonder if you and Billy and everyone feels the same way. We're days away from Thanksgiving, right? A holiday that's literally designed to recognize gratitude and to appreciate the bounty that we all have. I can't imagine how cool it is for you guys when you have a moment to breathe, to put some air in your lungs and reflect on everything you've accomplished.
Yeah, no, it really is. And the timing's not coincidental. We love it. We love leading in and highlighting these stories and seeing what we can do.
It's amazing. We're very proud to represent you guys.
Well, and we're proud to have you here every year, so thank you.
We're going to be back with more of the Fairways Life Show right after this, but first, here's that video that I promised you.
Tonight we had the opportunity to welcome clients, prospects, friends of the firm. Zach Johnson came, spoke to us about his foundation, his Team RSM relationship.
Welcome. Welcome to RSM Week. It is legitimately the best. I've been with RSM now for 17 years, and I can tell you, and those that are with RSM know this, they are about the people, whether it's their own inside, their clients, but more so the communities in which they serve. The PGA Tour is entertainment, and that's why we have this classic. But it's the ripples of what we can do with that entertainment that makes it special.
We had extra special visitors tonight, Camilo Villegas and his wife, Maria. They got to come tell us about their charity, Mia's Miracles. He was RSM's Birdies for Love weekly winner, so was also the beneficiary of a $50,000 donation from RSM to a charity of his choice, which we're happy to say was his charity, Mia's Miracles.
Yesterday when I won the trophy, I looked up in the air and I said, this one's for Mia, and Mia is our daughter, 22-month-old, that we lost to brain cancer.
When we were in the hospital with Mia, we were very fortunate in so many ways. We had all the support we needed from our family, from our friends. She had a great health insurance, resources, and I could see how lucky we were and how so many families, they not only had to worry about their child's health, but also about how to pay the bills. I knew what we were meant to do. And so Mia today is our inspiration, and we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for the support from organizations like RSM, the PGA Tour.
Man, Birdies for Love is a great program, and RSM has been involved in the game of golf for many years. I've been coming to Sea Island, what a great place. They connected very good with us. They send us good energy, and they want to help. They know what we're doing. They know what we went through. They were there along the whole process. To see them just contribute to Mia's Miracles and to see how my wife and Jenna have put together all these programs to use these funds in the best way possible to bring smiles, it's just awesome. So to RSM, Birdies for Love, and everybody that's involved with this program, to the players that have decided to give it to our own Mia's Miracles, thanks so much from the bottom of our hearts.
Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
In Ireland, golf is more than just a game. Come and experience our world-famous links courses and our world-famous parkland courses, all set alongside world-famous scenery and visit our world-famous historic sites. And while you're here, enjoy our world-famous hospitality. Fill your heart with Ireland at ireland.com/golf.
It screams. It tracks. It's soft. It reacts. It is the Bridgestone Tour B with a game-changing reactive cover designed to spring faster off your driver and stick longer to your wedges. Try Bridgestone's Tour Bs, the Tour Ball reinvented.
The Gen 6 iron is a culmination of everything that we have learned as a team, the absolute best golf club I've ever hit. It's something special. Say hello to the new PXG Gen 6 iron. The longest, most accurate irons we've ever made. They go higher and farther than any iron that I have hit to date, and they're so easy to hit. Super excited for the consumer to try these. They're going to love them.
PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Baseball? Nah. Football? Done it. I think I'm gonna go after the PGA Tour.
Bo, you're gonna need the right equipment company.
I think I got that.
You know, Tour Edge backs all their clubs with a lifetime warranty.
I know.
They ship all their premium custom clubs in 48 hours.
I know.
All their premium clubs are hand-built in the USA.
I know.
You know, Tour Edge has won 35 times out here.
Guys, I know.
Pound for pound, nothing comes close.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
You can go out there on your own and just hit balls and it'll fix your golf game.
Transition on plane.
The Wiz. Sold exclusively at thewizgolf.com.
It's an absolutely beautiful place. There's no doubt about that. That's the Sea Island Resort. Gorgeous. It's a pleasure to be joined by Scott Styland, as the president and CEO here at Sea Island. You know, dude, we make this a regular thing to be able to get together, I guess, for you to reflect on a year that was. Would it be safe to say, as your friend, that you guys never stop moving, that there's always something new going on?
There is always something new going on.
Yeah.
And it is great to have you here. It's the only time I get to see you, right? And I was just asking him because he was having dinner in one of our restaurants the other night.
Tell him one of them, yeah.
Steak as an appetizer.
No.
I thought you were having the steak as an appetizer.
No, I didn't have steak. I had...
And then you had the lamb chops.
I did have lamb chops. That is true. And they were absolutely heavenly. I had apples and pears and walnuts, or were they almonds, Donna, that were on top of that? I think there were walnuts that were on top of it. Did I get it right?
You did.
Absolutely fabulous. You came by with one of your PGA Tour friends. I could tell it was a tour because the new space you were showing off, which was, I mean, it's glorious. It looks like a museum.
Right. Yeah, I was here with Nick Hardy, who is a young guy.
I wasn't sure if he wanted me to say his name, so I was kind of dodging around.
He was playing in the field, and before we moved to Sea Island from Chicago, he grew up three doors down from us.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really fun for us to be able to host him and have him, you know, stay with us during the tournament. He won this year earlier, and so I texted him after he won, and I said, are you moving to the Cloister now because you're big time? And he said, no, I'm grounded in staying with my peeps, so I'm happy to be one of his peeps.
Very, very cool indeed. Now, you got to take away the mystery. Tell everybody where we were, where we had the pleasure of seeing you and Nick and wives accordingly. This place that I just said looks like a museum.
Well, you were in our renovated and reconcepted Georgian Rooms restaurant, which before was kind of a fixed course, fine dining, five-star, kind of beautiful experience, but it took a long time. And honestly, that's not really what our guests and members want anymore. They want something a little snappier with a little more action, a little more activity. And we needed to use that space more. So not only did we completely reconcept it and renovate it, but we added and more than doubled the dining space, including the space that I was showing them the other night, which was our orangery, which is kind of a solarium style addition to the end of the restaurant, which makes the restaurant just look fantastic. And we've got a phenomenal chef in Chris Damski, who we had to bring all the way from Hawaii to come and work for us because we can't find great, you know, local chefs closer. We have to go to Hawaii to find great talent. But he was he's doing a fantastic job.
He did. I can tell you for our small sampling, it was absolutely fabulous. It's a wonderful, wonderful space. The ceiling really struck me.
Yeah.
The way you had the plaster offset by this dark wood, almost in a lattice look. The bar was fine. In fact, we went in, Scott, we had I can't remember what time it was. I'll say 6:30 reservation, but we went in at about 6:20, 6:25, and the space was so cool that we asked her, the woman that was bringing us to our table, we asked her if we could sit at the bar first and have a drink there because it was just a really neat space. And it's really neat. I'm sure all of you can appreciate when you've gone to a special place like this where your meal is not only about the company, which is great, or the food itself, which is great, but it was an atmosphere that impacted us. It was almost like going to a Broadway show or something in terms of the emotions that we had afterwards for the experience we just had.
Well, and we've tried to create a little bit of a difference with it now too. So, the Georgian room on that side of the Georgian rooms, the main dining room and into the orangery, we now ask that our patrons wear jackets.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's a great experience. On the other side is our lounge, which we turned into a sushi restaurant.
Oh.
And we've got a phenomenal chef in Grant Steiner, who is our new sushi chef, and he does amazing stuff. And we're going to elevate it over time into a real kind of true Japanese restaurant over time. And at the bar, you know, that was one of the unique changes, right? It's not often you have a 5-star dining experience with a bar right in the restaurant.
Yeah.
But the bar adds that energy and that class and that uniqueness to it. And we serve, did you get the coconut old fashioned?
No, I will tell you, honestly, since you're publicly shaming me on this, I had myself a 12-year-old Macallan's.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You know, we've got I think it's a 50-plus-year-old Macallan.
The one that was on the top shelf? I saw it up
that
there.
That we bring out with much pomp and circumstance.
That's what I've heard.
Expect.
Yes. I got the whole speech from Dan was our waiter that night.
And yeah. He sold one.
He told me. Yes, he told us. He went down the road. Yeah. It's the bottle, actually, the one that's at the top, full disclosure, is 72 years old. And it sits right at the pinnacle of the bar. So you've got, you know, the old cliche of top shelf.
Yeah.
This is above the top shelf. And there it sits in a place of honor. What did you get, Donna? What was the wine that you had that was fabulous?
A Bordeaux.
She had a Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Because the wines that you guys have here are so, so extensive, whatever someone's looking for. I am curious about something, though. We're sitting here spending all this time talking about what was an incredible experience in this new Georgian rooms. But you have so much to offer, whether we're here at the lodge and we're in a new space that was renovated here as we speak right now as well, to the golf courses that you have here, to the cottages that you have here, the schools that you have here, to where we're staying this week at the beach, to the cloister itself proper. How do you describe what Sea Island is if someone were to ask you that kind of broad brush question?
It's a really great question because it's really hard to put it into an elevator speech. Right. But it's pretty much everything you want to be able to experience, except for a lot of cold weather activities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do whatever you want. We've got 5 miles of private beach. We got 3 golf courses. We got a world class golf performance center so people can work on their game. We've got a 65,000 square foot spa and fitness facility.
Yes,
we've got
awesome
recreational amenities, phenomenal fishing year round. We've got a nature program that goes on, a great kids program. I mean, I can go on and on and on in terms of what we have. Different accommodations, cottages you can rent, all kinds of things that you can do, the culinary experiences you can have here. I mean, I think that one of the great things about this place is that a family can always find something to do here. So if you are a golf fanatic family and you want to come down and part of your family wants to get as much golf as they can in, that's great. But the great thing about here is that, you know, most resorts are a little focused or overly focused on one particular element, right? If you go to another resort and it's only golf, 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 there's nothing else for anybody that doesn't play golf. It's not as great of an experience. And here, you can have a phenomenal experience. Everybody goes off on their own, does what they do for the day. Maybe they are kayaking, you know, in our salt marsh in the rivers and doing everything like that. And they come back together, have a great meal together, talk about their day and their experiences, reconnect, and go off and do the next thing, you know, something else the next day.
It's incredible. I mean, over the years, the experiences that we've had, whether it be groups or here with the RSM Classic, we had dinner down in a private wine cellar here, literally down inside the wine cellar. You feel like it's something in an old medieval castle. We have had a lot of the gents take advantage of having a cigar here and probably a bourbon or a single malt along the way. The cottages, we haven't actually had a group in the cottages yet, but you were kind enough to give me a tour a couple years ago when you built them here on the grounds. Mind-blowing. They built a beautiful pool over here. With the family, we have spent a lot of time on the beach side. We're always in the spa and the gymnasium, which is incredible. We shot a whole piece in there yesterday for Golf Forever. It's just, like you said, the diversity and variety is stout, and it's all built around a five-star experience. Think about that for a second in terms of the complexity of it. And to that point, Scott, I know that the industry continually recognizes the unique position that you have in terms of luxury golf destinations, whether it is for a buddy's trip or a family trip or thousands of people watching a live sporting event or hundreds of people for a corporate event such as we have going on this week. What are some of the accolades that you're hearing that you guys rightfully and particularly are proud of?
Well, you know, I think being the only four Forbes five-star destination for 14 straight years is really unique. And we look forward to hopefully being 15 straight years in terms of what we do. That's a really big accolade. And, you know, I wasn't sure about how big of an accolade it was until I got here and I started talking to our team and how proud our team was of those awards. Even when I got here, I came in on the tail end of a rough time for the company and the resort. And now we've been able to kind of rise up and are flourishing. And this team has been together through and through. And those awards are great validation for them as to how they take care of our folks. I mean, we talk about welcoming you home. Mm-hmm. This team looks at you coming to stay with us as staying in their house. It's a really nice house. They love having you at their really nice house. But want to connect with you. They're not formal. They're unscripted. They engage with you. Yeah. They get to know you. You will leave here with relationships with our team members that you'll want to, you know, rekindle the next time you're back. And that's a unique thing in our business to be able to do that. And for us, I think that's really one of the things that sets us apart. And, you know, we're owned in a 100-year trust, basically, for generations of our owner's family. And that's a really great position to be in because we can sell certainty of what's going on. But we also have to make sure that we keep changing things or updating things. And that's why, you know, we're sitting here in an extension of our oak room. This used to be a screen porch that we've enclosed. We've done the same thing over with our Colton Allison restaurant and completely just kind of refreshed and made it a new sophisticated look. Didn't change the concept. But when you go in there now, you say, wow, this is like a brand new restaurant. And that's what our guests and members expect over time.
It is. It's incredible. Every year that we have a chance to be together, I love asking you about Thanksgiving and what you guys do here. Not only when I say here, I don't just mean at the lodge. I mean at Sea Island. And kind of take us down the road of the preparation and what the scene is going to look like when you actually welcome in the guests on that special day.
Well, you know, it's already started. Right. The prep has already started.
Sure.
You know, on Thanksgiving Day, we'll probably feed 2,500 people through various elements. Here at the lodge, we'll probably feed 450 to 500. At the cloister, we'll feed another 1,500 or so, and then a couple hundred, scattered around. And, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, I like to just come and wander around the back of the house and talk to our team. Because they're sacrificing on a day that everybody would kind of like to be with family or hanging out, eating turkey and having something to drink and being together. And they're here working hard. and, you know, there's a turkey on the screen. We, you know, we make about, I don't know, 150 or a couple hundred turkeys. We do to-go turkeys. We do a whole to-go meal like that, that you can pick up if you don't want to go through all the rigmarole at home.
It's great.
And just watching the team do all this preparation, what they do, the smiles they have on their faces, because they derive an energy from making people happy. And when you see all these families together on a day like Thanksgiving, you know, it makes them think about it. And it makes us think about RC Allen family and what we're doing. And that's really, you know, that's what makes a tough day a better day.
It's incredible. And it's clear that you get energy from making people happy, too, because you've done an incredible job here, Scott, and your staff.
I do. Thank you.
Good to see you, my man.
Good
congratulations
to see you,
with everything you guys have accomplished. It's incredible.
Take care.
When we come back, more of the Fairways of Life show live from the RSM Classic here at Sea Island.
I guess hello world, huh?
And with one subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
Boyne Golf provides the ultimate world-class golf destination with 10 championship-caliber courses spanning three resorts. Centered in Michigan's northern Lower Peninsula, the courses are the products of some of the game's masters, including Robert Trent Jones Sr., Arthur Hills, and Donald Ross. From the all-inclusive vacation packages, elite instruction with the Boyne Golf Academy, tournaments, and so much more, Boyne Golf truly offers an unrivaled Michigan golf vacation experience. Just log on to BoyneGolf.com.
This is the Wiz. It tracks your swing in real time.
Got it.
101.
Gives you feedback in real time.
Instead of guessing, I get the direct feedback.
The Wiz have really helped me to keep that consistent swing.
You can go out there on your own and just hit balls and it'll fix your golf game.
Transition on plane.
The Wiz, sold exclusively at thewizgolf.com.
Easy now. Find your happy place. The PGA Tour Superstore. It's all in the hips. Where every swing is possible. Just tap it in.
Yes!
Find all the latest gear, apparel, and personalized club fittings.
Is this goodbye?
We've only just begun.
Shop with the pros at Golf's Happy Place, the PGA Tour Superstore.
What if we started a company and the company was under no time constraints, no financial constraints? The one constraint is their clubs had to be exceptional performers and much better than any other alternative. I was told time and again, it'll never work. It worked like a house of fire. And I'll tell you what, I think our customers love it. BXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
Zero Friction introduces the Wheel Pro Pushcart Golf Bag with its revolutionary 3-in-1 design, supportive legs that spring into action, a comfort grip handle with three locking positions, accessories for the modern golfer enhanced by 7 pockets for more storage, and removable all-terrain wheels which slide right into place. The new Zero Friction Wheel Pro Golf Bag checks every box for every golfer. Push, carry, or cart, the decision is yours thanks to Zero Friction. Head to ZeroFriction.com today.
Welcome back. That is our aerial shot of the lodge. And once again, for clarity and full disclosure, as I like to say, that's not live. We are still overcast, but it is getting brighter as we speak. A play is underway here on the grounds of Sea Island. 2 golf courses in play for this incredible event, which we have so much fun at every year. And let's go over some air times of how and where you can get your golf over the next few days, because there's a lot of it going on. First of all, our coverage of the RSM Classic on Golf Channel kicks off at noontime today. Saturday and Sunday, it's all Eastern time. It will be from 1 p.m. and we have it for you, of course, on Golf Channel those days. There will be PGA Tour live on ESPN Plus today, but during the fall, they don't do it through 4 days, they do it through 2. As Carney was telling us yesterday, he thinks that's because of the preponderance of college football and more. So from 9:30 a.m. is when the coverage kicks off today. RSM Classic radio coverage on PGA Tour Radio. You can see SiriusXM right there if you subscribe to the National Satellite Service. You can also hear it for free on the PGA Tour app and on PGAtour.com. Starts at 4 p.m. this afternoon, Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. again, all Eastern time. The CME Group Tour Championship coverage today kicks off at 3 p.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., and both of those windows today and tomorrow we'll have it for you on Golf Channel. On Sunday from 1 p.m., the coverage will be on NBC. The DP World Tour Championship coverage wrapped up at 8 a.m. this morning. It will start at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, and then Sunday it will start at 1:30 a.m. So we have, as we're heading into Thanksgiving, of course, so much to be thankful for here at the Fairways of Life show. We are thankful for all of you. We are thankful for the passion that you have for what we do, that we're able to do it, and it is directly because of all of you guys. I happen to be surrounded by amazing and very talented people on a daily basis by, of course, Andrew and John and Dom that help me do what we do directly in the program, each of them with their specific areas of expertise, and Dom kind of running the whole show as the conductor of our circus. Donna helping me here, particularly this week. Chris was helping me here this week, which was great to have all kinds of, because when you're doing a live broadcast on site, you've got the rigging that goes into it, the lighting that goes into it, and the various cameras and features and all the different pieces and elements. I literally couldn't do it alone. And we're, again, thankful for all the help with that. So as I mentioned to you guys at the start of today's show, this is our final live digital show for the 2023 season. From this point until the end of the year, we take it easy. We're chilling with family. We're getting ready for everything that 2024 holds. We do have some exciting things that we're working on for 2024 that we want to share with all of you guys. You can still catch the Fairways of Life show in a broadcast medium as our affiliates around the country on the national television broadcast side will continue to air shows by and large. Most of them are doing that. So as I mentioned, they're kind of these best of shows that Dom makes available to them, and they usually start to premiere those shows on a Saturday, and then they run throughout the ensuing week and will continue. We'll be back with you with the start of the season in early January and cannot wait to share that experience with you, mostly because it takes us all to paradise when most of the country is warmly tucked in underneath a bed of ice and snow. So that's a fun thing to share. And like I said, we've got a lot of things to talk about in 2024. I'm going to let that time come on its own in a few more weeks so that we can reflect back on what has been as yet and look forward to what we have in store for the future. So from all of us, it is a great big thank you for making it all possible. And it is with a heart full of gratitude to you and to all of the experience that we've been able to share and all the people who touch what we do. Thank you so much for all of it. Enjoy your Thanksgiving if you're watching us in the United States. Enjoy your holidays if you're watching us from wherever you are getting the Fairways of Life show. And we will see you again in 2024.